Satnam here walking. Welcome to this guided meditation journey into the past to heal the child that is still within you and that at a distant time may have needed more support, attention, love, and that it did not receive in sufficient quality or quantity. The way we relate to the world, our actions, our behaviors are almost always conditioned by the image and beliefs that we have about ourselves. These images, these beliefs were formed, constituted from our earliest childhood. The experiences that we had during our childhood have created imprints, left traces in our subconscious. Images, beliefs deeply rooted in us that later influence many aspects of our life, such as our choices, our decisions, our actions, our behaviors, our relationships. These imprints, these traces can remain deeply buried, go unnoticed for years, even decades, then suddenly resurface in connection with circumstances, situations that we encounter in our adult life. While some of the experiences we experienced during our childhood proved positive for the construction of our identity, we also experienced painful, negative things whose traces can still be deeply rooted in our body today and be the cause of physical, emotional, and psychological suffering. Emotions such as fear, shame, guilt, frustration, sadness, and anger can become trapped and blocked in the subconscious and be the origin and root of many blockages, problems, failures, and suffering that we encounter in our daily lives, such as judging ourselves, denigrating ourselves, comparing ourselves to others, feeling that we are not good enough to deserve a happy life, that we are too much of this or not enough of that. The practice of meditation and conscious observation of the internal processes of conditioned thought allow us to understand and see where these imprints and blockages that have formed from experiences dating back to our childhood come from. And through the regular practice of meditation, we can deprogram our minds, free ourselves from our beliefs, see things from a different perspective, and succeed in changing our relationship with the world. Start by sitting or lying down comfortably in a quiet place where you will be calm and certain that you will not be disturbed for the duration of the meditation. You are there and you become aware of the environment in which you find yourself at that moment. Awareness of what surrounds you. You note everything that enters your field of consciousness. Let's not forget the near or far, the quality of the air, dry or humid, the smells, the perfumes. You simply become aware of these phenomena without judging them. Yes. Now, focus your attention on your breathing and more particularly on the sound produced by your breath. Then note the movements produced by the coming and going of your rib cage and belly on the inhale and their release on the exhale. The air that enters and exits through your nostrils. And as you breathe, let your body relax, let go. Thank you. With each exhale, your body becomes heavy. You feel it weighed down by the points of support through which it is in contact with the surface on which you are standing. You completely relax your muscles and joints. Your jaws, your abdomen, your spinner, your body is heavy, very heavy. Heavier and heavier. You feel it sinking into the surface on which you are standing. You let the feeling of release and relaxation wash over you. You give up control. You let go. You are right there where you need to be at this moment. Allowing yourself a moment to reconnect with yourself. You savor this moment of calm, of tranquility. And through this feeling of inner peace, you connect with the universe, with the cosmos. You can do this because you are made of stardust. Now, you are connecting with the planet. You can do this because you are made of the same atoms that make up all life on Earth. You let yourself go even deeper into total relaxation and surrender. And into this space of connection with yourself. Now that you are completely relaxed, we are going to begin the journey into your past. Open yourself and open your heart. We are not going to try to evoke specific memories, but simply remain open, available to let what needs to come up. Your inner wisdom will only let come up the memories that make sense at this moment and that need to be processed at this moment. The universe will not offer you anything that you are not ready to look at, to process in order to make peace with yourself. Just be aware that what comes up, what arises, you are simply there to observe it, to review it in a neutral way, not to relive it. These are simply images of the past. Continue to open your field of consciousness. Give it more space. Even more openness and turn your gaze inward, ready to receive the answers to the two questions that you are going to ask yourself. The first is, what is buried deep within my mind? The second is, what needs to be healed? What a wound! The answers will not come from your rational mind but will emerge directly from your subconscious to your conscious mind. They may emerge in the form of words or impressions or sensations, perhaps in the form of an image or a momentary realization. Now, let an image of a situation, an experience, something you experienced in your childhood come to your mind. The first image that comes to you spontaneously. And whatever it is, accept it because it is the one that comes to mind at this moment. The one that your subconscious mind has let through. The one you have chosen. Come closer and look more closely. Look carefully at this image of yourself in the background. Your physical appearance. How old are you? How are you dressed? Notice the environment in which you find yourself. Where are you? And what do you do? What does the child feel in this situation? What emotions? Stay relaxed. Keep your heart wide open and trusting and let the emotions come to the surface. Let them express themselves. Now, move your gaze to observe the scene from different angles. From above, from behind, from the front, from the sides. Look, visually explore the surroundings. You can see the scene in the form of an image, but also in other forms such as sensations, feelings, words that come to your mind. Continue to open your field of consciousness, to open your heart and let it come to the surface. Let what is hidden, buried deep within your being, come to the light of your consciousness. Stay completely relaxed and let what needs to come come to you. These may be trivial or insignificant things for an adult, but very important for a child to the point of causing them deep wounds. Open yourself up and let these things that the child has buried deep within come to the surface. whatever images, sensations, emotions, or words come to the surface. Know that all is well. You are confident, safe. You have chosen to take this journey consciously, and you are simply observing images from your past without making any judgments, completely relaxed. You observe them in full awareness to free yourself from them and make peace with the past. Now, you are going to gently enter the scene. Your current adult personality is going to enter the scene. You visualize yourself arriving on site, and you become aware that the child, your inner child, has noted this presence, the presence of your adult self. There are now two protagonists. Your child self and your adult self. Then your consciousness here and now, the observer, the neutral observer, a simple presence that observes. You observe your current self, coming up to the child to establish eye contact with him. Your eyes meet, and you let your inner child know that you are there for both of you, that you are there to heal the wounds, to let the blockages, the emotional knots that have come up, undo, dissolve, evaporate. He. You smile at him, and he smiles back. He too now knows that you are there for both of you, that you have come all the way to find him. You extend your arms, palms open towards him, and you let a warm and protective energy of trust flood the scene and engulf you both. A bubble of translucent blue energy engulfs you both, protecting you and uniting you. Your adult self takes the child in its arms and embraces him tenderly. You now become aware of your heart region and let an energy of love embrace you both. A bubble of green energy emanating from your heart engulfs you both. Your inner child now knows that he is loved with unconditional love without having to do anything in return. Nothing to accomplish. Appreciate an immense feeling of well-being. A fullness fills your entire being, nourished by this feeling of love. You take the child by the hand. You both make a time jump and introduce him into your adult world. Hand in hand, you show him the environment in which you live today. You show him your living space, your family, your friends, to show him what you have accomplished. You show him that you are happy. You let your inner child know that he is now free, that you are now an adult and at peace with yourself. You make a place in your heart for this young version of yourself. A place full of love for this inner child within you and forever in your heart. Take a few moments to feel this new presence of your inner child in your heart. Feel the well-being, the love, the warmth, the gentleness of having your inner child at peace in your heart. Yes. The more you love, the more you create compassion, kindness towards yourself. And the more you can know yourself, the more you can understand yourself. You accept, you love as you are. Because deep down, the quality of the relationship you have with yourself is the most important and the one that will last the longest. And it is also the one that conditions your relationships with others. I will leave you for a few moments with this energy of kindness towards yourself, with this reunion and reconciliation with your inner child. You feel at peace, well protected in your heart. Thank you. You are there, calm and relaxed, at peace with yourself, carried by the natural flow of your breathing. You become aware of your body again. And perhaps you feel that something has changed, that you have been relieved of a burden, that you feel reconciled with yourself, reunited, ready for a new relationship with yourself, with others and with the world. When you feel ready, take a deep breath. Then exhale gently while wiggling your fingers and toes. If necessary, stretch and become aware of your immediate surroundings by opening your eyes. That was Walk On. Take care of yourself and see you soon. Oh.